तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपकदामकम् ददाति स्वप्नाम्बिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनसहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। There are two types of names of Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Lord Shri Krishna has hundreds and thousands of names, because if he is the creator, maintainer and annihilator of this material world, but the spiritual world is also belonging to him, which is three times greater than the material world. And there his name, form, qualities and activities are all aligned with him. Nothing can be separable from his personality. The Vedas describe him sarvamidam khalvam brahma. Everything is nothing but the Supreme Absolute Truth. And Krishna also reiterates himself in Bhagavad Gita that Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Lord Krishna himself is the son of Vasudeva. He is Sarvamiti. Everything is. So, what is in a name? Name is also Sarvamiti. It is identical, non-different from Krishna. So, this is highly acclaimed by the great authorities like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbark, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So many, many historical personalities, they are the acharyas. Everybody points to one and one single personality called Krishna. And he has hundreds and thousands of names. But the acharyas who are simply pushing us to the only resort which is available to depend upon him through his holy name. They study the holy name so scrutinizingly, very, very methodically, very scientifically, that Krishna's names in relation to this material creation is one thing. And even though it is his names, but yet they are not his personal names. What it means, even though Krishna is all-pervading, Supreme Absolute Brahman, Personality of Godhead, yet he has a very distinct personality himself. He has expanded into many. Only one, Param Purush, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands into many. Eko Bahushya. There was only one before, and he manifested in men. Can you understand? So how he can retain an individuality as a person himself? That is very unique about Lord Sri Krishna. Everyone is an expansion of him. Right? But this expansion are not him. He says so many times in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate. I am the origin of everyone. And through me alone everything is also maintained. Means they have a distinct personality. Those who are expanded, they have a distinct personality. But one who expands is having his eternal personality, which will never deteriorate. It will remain the same. We have no experience in this material world that a material person, when he expands, he disintegrates. Any material object, if you try to expand by its surface area, by small particles, surface area will be increased, but it will not be there anymore. But even though we expand into children, grandchildren, but yet we have a distinct personality ourselves. The soul, through the medium of the body, has a procreative faculty that expands, but bodily expansion are there. But the soul does not deteriorate. Soul remains a distinct person. So when you think that you are yourself a spirit soul but confined in the body, and when you can expand bodily, but yet you remain a distinct personality yourself, as a father, as a mother, you know, as a relative. These are distinct personalities. So when Krishna and his body are the same, we are distinct. But when his body and himself is the same, no distinction. And when he expands, do you think he loses his personality? People think. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that foolish people think that in the I have been manifested from unmanifest. Avyakta. From avyakta I became vyakta. Means from unmanifested I became manifested. People who are foolish, they think that before I was unmanifested and now I'm manifested. That's foolishness. If the sun appears in the sky in the morning, we think he has appeared, now he is before us. And in the sunset, he disappears. So, he was previously unmanifested. And now but his presence is ever there. You may be unable to see, but it doesn't mean that others cannot see. Those who are on other side of the globe, they have their sunrise. So in the same way, Krishna's appearance and activities are very divine. Krishna's appearance and activities are very divine. And according to those activities which are divine, he has been given names. We know him through those divine activities, his names are. So there are two types of names. His eternal activities which are ever going on in Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual sky, that is one thing. And when he comes and plays some extraordinary activities by taking incarnation, or sometimes he comes himself also and plays a wonderful pastime, or when he creates, even though the creation is everywhere, yet there is a distinct beginning, there is some sustenance, and then there is end or dissolution also of the created material world. Spiritual worlds are never created. So those activities which are eternal in nature, and when he himself comes as a distinct personality and performs this activity, so the names given according to those activity, they are distinct from the activities of so-called temporary creation, maintenance and annihilation. Could you follow? The names which are in relation to the material world, these Krishna's names are called secondary names, Gaunana. While the eternal activities of which we can get glimpse only in Vrindavan, the names of Vrindavan Leela especially, not Dwarka Leela or Mathura Leela, only Vrindavan Leela, they are quite distinct than other Leelas. Because Vrindavan is the land of love saturated. So every name is capable to bestow the love of Godhead of Vrindavan Leela. But the one which are in relation to the creation, sustenance and annihilation of the material world, because they are not eternal, or they can at the maximum give liberation but not love of God. Simply to call Krishna the creator, maintainer and annihilator, or omnipresent, omniscient and omnipotent, all these names, if you chant, they will give liberation. In other words, all the names are at least giving liberation, including the one even in Vrindavan Leela. But after the liberation, pure devotional service starts. Vishuddha Bhakti. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his disciples that this is your target. This is the aim of our life. Aradhyastanaya Vrajendra Nandana Taddhamam Vrindavanam. If you want to worship, worship Lord Shri Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Not Vasudev. Aradhyastanaya Vrajendra Nandana. Tadhamam Vrindavanam. If you want to reside in the holy place, go to Vrindavan. Then, Ramya Kachidupasada Vrajavadurja Kalpita. If you want to worship Upasana, then follow in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Puranam. All this verdict is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a transcendental treatise of the Vedic literature, which is devoid of three modes of material nature. It's purely spiritual treatise. So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mata. So Srila Prabhupada came to us to give this highest ecstatic love of Godhead through Sankirtan Chakya. And the chief names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They belong to Vrindavan and nowhere else. Where Hara is the internal potency of the Lord Radharani, she is addressed 8 times for the all-attractive and all-blissful personality of Godhead. All attractiveness and blissful. Attraction is the cause and bliss is the effect. Why we are so attracted? Just like a magnet is attracting all the filings, Krishna is attracting all his parts and parcels. That is his natural relationship. So the idea is that we have to target the highest, by which at least lower achievements will be automatically coming. You don't have to strive separately. So when Srila Prabhupada brought this transcendental process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and it gives not only cleansing of our material contamination, but bestowing the highest ecstatic love of Krishna. Guaranteed. So what is in a name? You think all names are equal? The second offense is to consider the names of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. People say, oh, you are so narrow-minded. Oh, you are distinguishing between Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva. They are all equal. Are Mayavadi, Krishna Rabaradi. How can you say? Because he has no support of the Shastra. He has no support of the Shastra. But we can prove it through the Shastra. And by personal experience, realization, you know, it manifests. If you can't convince others, but you will never be at loss for yourself. That's all right. So where is the loss? While if a Mayavadi comes and bewilders you, neither Mayavadi benefits nor the listener benefits. They all go to a very precarious situation of confusion. Neither he gets liberation. So if he cannot do good to himself, how can he able to do good to others? So the holy name of Krishna is so much important that concisely it has been said in Srimad Bhagavatam, कलौ दोष निधे राजन अस्ति एको महद्गुण कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्त संगम परम प्रजे. द होल कलयुग इज नथिंग बट ओशन ऑफ फॉल्ट. दिस टाइम इज नॉट राइट टू रियलाइज अवर फैक्चुअल पोजिशन एंड स्वरूप. दिस टाइम इज नॉट राइट. There is so much distraction of sense gratification. You name it, everything Orlando has it. So, it is a fantasy land, make-believe stuff. You know, they think it's an entertainment industry. An entertainment does not give you the solution for the basic problems of life even, which are janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Entertainment will not allow you to look into the subjects of miseries. Entertainment will tell you temporary escape, the great escape is the hallucinating world of Disney. Great escape. How long? As long as $70 lasts. Isn't it? But they make billions. What do you get? No reality. And you can't afford. How many times the Orlando Vasi go to Disneyland? When some guest comes, right? Yeah. And you hate that you have to take them. Oh, Baba, I have seen it, but what can I do? I have to go again. Right? So, this is the world of hallucination. The soul rebels. That it is not, it is a cheating process. And those who want to make business out of sentiment, when the plane landed, the announcer, she tried to joke. Yeah. But nobody could perceive the joke, so she had to repeat again. He said, yeah, cheer, boost up cheer that you have landed safely, you know. Oh, then everybody says, it's clapping. Said, for what? Wait till they have to return in a week's time, when their pockets will be emptied out. Right? While the devotees, I used to come and fill my pockets and go. That was the thing. People, and that is our sanskaras. You know, I used to travel and go and meet so many people. You know, and they will enroll in Krishna conscious processes. They will support the movement. They give us, you know. That is, they know that somehow or another they are here stuck, but this is their, you know, sustenance. But the deep-rooted, you know, the awakening of the spirit soul and its requirement was throbbing. How much chance that they are giving for upliftment, for their progress, is a different thing. You know, because they are also mesmerized. So anyway, the idea is that it gives us opportunity to come to the point of realization. And unless and until one is realized, he cannot liberate from these three modes of material nature. It's so much passionate. Yeah. So much passionate nature. And passion leads to sense gratification. While Bhagavatam is telling, the sanskaras are telling, कामस्य नेन्द्रिय प्रतिलाभो जीवेत यावता जीवस्य तत्व जिज्ञासा Naschati artha bihi. That the function of the jiva is to inquire into its reality. Inquisitiveness should be there. Jigyasa should be there. The life is not meant for satisfying the senses. Indriya priti and labha. It's called sense gratification. It is not meant for. So, this is a very challenging aspect of culture that we have inherited, but we have to impart in the mind of non-believers. But it is by the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna and His holy name alone, you know, that only one Mahadguna is there in this Kali Yuga to counteract the whole totality of faults in the Kali Yuga. Kalau dosha nidhe rajan asti eko Mahadguna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangam param praja. Only by chanting Krishna's names, whether you chant one in pertinence of the material creation, sustenance and dissolution, or you chant the Vrindavan loving pastimes, liberation is guaranteed. However you chant, liberation is guaranteed. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, but chant, liberation is guaranteed. But not love of God. It is only through the mercy of Radharani that we beg, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That we will be able to succeed. So, Srila Prabhupada so kindly brought this most vital, most intelligent, most beneficial process to humanity. There is no greater benefit ever to be achieved other than following in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yam labdva chaparam labham manyate nadikam tatra. It is guaranteed. By gaining Krishna consciousness, the greatest benefit is served. And once gained, you never will compare other gains to be more. They are all under. This is what Krishna says about Krishna consciousness. The process of Krishna consciousness is an eternal gain. Just keep on increasing and increasing. And ultimately, if you get a little drop of love from Krishna, that's sarva-siddhi here. So, please take up this chanting very seriously. Very seriously. There is nothing so important in the whole life of anybody other than chanting. Nobody could challenge this. Even they may have misconception, they might be doing some other process, but by any verdict, they will come to realization that chanting is the holy, only way. Harinnama, 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 eva kevalam, kalau nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gatiranyata. Brahmanaradhya Puran. Narad Muni says that only chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari 3 times is the only way. He is saying 3 times. We are not supposed to chant 3 times. We are supposed to chant all the time. Satatam kirtayanto maam. Always chanting Krishna's glorious holy names. So, please take advantage. This is the most fundamental aspect of our spiritual life. Or even if we have a habit to worship the deity of the Lord in our house, but without chanting, that worship will not be fructified. People love to serve the deity of the Lord, but without chanting, no way. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam comes first out of Navada Bhakti. And it is all based on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the form will be revealed. Therefore, it is Archanam, Vandanam, Pujanam. That will come. So when you worship the Supreme Lord with proper chanting, means there are mantras to be addressed to Him, and so much chanting will be coming. And the second stage, you know, then one will be able to realize the Paramatma feature of the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam as Vadanti Tattva Vidastatvam Yad Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabdate. First, in the beginning of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will be able to realize that you are spirit, soul, part and parcel. You are not this body. So qualitative knowledge of the Absolute Truth about you also will be known to you. But knowledge is not enough. You have to practice and perceive the secondary aspect of meditation. When you worship the deity, the meditation will be there. Mantra will be there. One will be able to realize the localized aspect of the Absolute Truth as Paramatma in the deity. Those deities become your Ishtadeva. Don't simply take for granted, in our family, Mediya Mata was our Ishtadeva, Kuladevi. These are all different. No, that is not a spiritual personality. That's not spiritual personality. That is meant for only material body and not touching the spiritual aspect at all. Because after all, Durga and her expansions in different Kuladevis and others, Durga is the custodian of material energy. Herself is the spirit energy, but she has to do this thankless task to put everybody into the modes of material nature and conform to give the material body, just like mother builds up the body of a child. In the same way, so she has nothing to do to the spiritual well-being. She can only support the physical well-being. So when we are talking of Kuladevi and others, then understand that he is on a bodily platform. You know, people do not want to give up the worship of him. It means they are not realizing the spiritual aspect. You know, they are afraid of their physical. That is already there. The matas are not going to make them fearless. Their troubles are coming even though they believe in Kuladevi. You know, there is a section in Rajkot and other places. And long time back, even Gujaratis resided in Fiji and other places, you know. They have their Nagadevata is Kuladevata. Then, I said, you better concentrate on Lord Anantadev. But no, they don't. even though they chant, but somehow or another they are so afraid of death because they are not liberated. Liberation will make you fearless, but fearlessness comes only through the person from whom even fear personified becomes fearful. That is Lord Krishna. Bhayam swayam bibheti. Srimad Bhagavatam says. Kapil Dev tells to Mother Devahuti that it is from the fear of mine that the wind blows. Even the demigods who are in charge of the supplying all the material needs, those elements become personified to become fearful. So what to speak of those who are in bodily conception altogether? They become fearful. They think they are the body. So, in any case, when the spirit soul worships the Supreme Lord, he realizes Paramatma feature and becomes fearless. That is the secondary stage, the Madhyamadhikari stage. The second initiation allows us to worship the deity. But it is for the purpose of realizing the Paramatma feature. Otherwise, a devotee who is worshipping the deity but not realizing Paramatma feature, that the whole process of archana is useless. He has to make a target. Why am I keeping the deity in the house? Simply because I like it or they look beautiful? But for realizing Paramatma is very important. The process is that we have to. Then how a person who is realizing Paramatma, because Paramatma is all pervading, so how their etiquette, the Vaishnava character, will be shown by developing those Tatastha Lakshanas, 26 qualities of the devotee. In service to the Lord, he becomes surrendered. So surrender to the deity, deity becomes their Ishtadev. Not the Kuladevi is Ishtadev. So the deity of our worship is the Ishtadev. And for his pleasure, even externally or internally, we remain dedicated. So this will elevate us further for building genuine relationship with the deity in the different moods of development of devotional service, which are Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, servitorship, friendship, and Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, like that. Atmanivedanam. So in this way we can see that the holy name can reveal everything. From the name itself, the form comes. When the name and form of the Lord are served, then the divine qualities will develop. And when the holy name, the form, and along with the divine qualities of Paramatma realization, a person will be able to enter in the intricate Leela. So Leela is the last manifestation. Those who are not in practice of devotional service in this most scientific, bona fide way, which is explained by Rupa Goswami, he is simply going on a mental platform to directly build relationship in Leela with the Lord. What will be the situation? You want to rush into this? No. It will be fake. Sahajiya. you miss the point. You know, to develop very systematically, to build very steady bhav, you know, very steady loving emotions, we have to be disciplined. So in this way, the holy name becomes the only virtue, only good virtue in the whole Kali Yuga. The holy name of Krishna. Others are also holy name of Krishna, but they are not Krishna, therefore we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And people say, oh, you are chanting Rama's name, huh? I said, which Rama do you think I am chanting? Then he said, Dasarathari Ram, the son of Dasarath. So who said that? I said, we do not remember him at all. Krishna is rejoicing within himself, his Atma Ram, so he is Ram. So why should the other Ram will be different from Krishna? Who can say that? Do you think this Hare Krishna, Hare Ram that we chant, the Hare Ram is applied to Dasarath Ram? Then who Ram?
You just told us.
And Balaram is there. Do you think it is Parshuram? You never think that we are chanting Parshuram's name. But Rama Tattva we have to understand. Ramanti Joginah Satyanande Chidatmani Iti Rama Padenasha Parabrahma Abhidhiyate. Parabrahma is the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. His bliss giving name is called Rama. Why he is all blissful? Because he is Atma Ram. But who is Atma? Krishna's Atma is Radharani. So actually, this word Ram belongs to Radharani. It has, Radharani doesn't have to do anything with Ramchandra, Dasarath's son. Therefore, to invoke the service of Radharani, there is a Mula Mantra. Srim Ram Radhikaya Namaha. Radharani is meant for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. And she knows every contrivances to please Lord Krishna. Her love is supermost, super excellent. Then Krishna will enjoy her service. And she is produced from his other half of the portion of the Lord. So there is no difference between Krishna and Radharani. Radha is Krishna and Krishna is Radha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by becoming unified, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Narayanya. That is the pure devotee status. So, by becoming a devotee, you certainly go back home, back to Godhead. And if you miss that target, at least you will be liberated. So where is the loss? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's just to convince you that there is no other important process other than chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So please take to your heart and start chanting. Thank you very much. Anybody have any question?
I have one question. Can we say that Lord Vishnu is second Dharanai?
Vishnu can give four kinds of liberation. Liberation will be there. As a devotee, if you have your own desire, Vishnu can fulfill your desires. So for example, what will be the maximum desire in relationship to gain wealth? Vishnu says, I'll give you all my wealth. You will have it. So, just worship me. And one who is an ardent worshipper of Lord Vishnu gains sarsti mukti, the liberation in all opulence. See, his desire was there. So, there are four kinds of liberations available according to desire of a devotee. Sarsti is one, salokya, samipya and sarupya. If you want to look exactly like Vishnu, you will get that liberation. Samipya, yes, you will get that closeness to Lord. Salokya, yes, on the same planetary system, yes. Vaikuntha, you will be there. So, these liberations are there. But liberation to satisfy one's own desire, do you think it is anyway trading for love? Devotee wants to enjoy the liberation. Virtually they don't have that much iota of the love of Golok Vrindavan. There is some love, affection is there, but it is all in awe and reverence. Some have some servitor attitude. But have you ever known any parental love for Vishnu? Have you ever heard? No. Lakshmi is there, so do you think you will be able to have a paramour of Vishnu? No way. So there are limitations. But all those limitations are dissolved in Goloka Vrindavan. There, a devotee does not have his own desire, but he accepts all Krishna's desire. And he wants to fulfill those desires for Krishna, not for himself. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadanartam anukulyena krishna anushitam bhakti ruktam. That is the highest devotional service rendered by the gopis in Goloka Vrindavan. Isn't it different from liberation of Vishnu? Vaikuntha is a liberation. Take prasadam and then go. We are also hungry.
What about Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya name. We chant of the Lord Chaitanya.
Yes. And, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan party is also in Goloka Vrindavan. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna.